Friends of Wisconsin Public Television, Ms. Kat.
Friends of Wisconsin Public Television, they have a long history of working with Native representation over the air. They've done a ton of different productions and things regarding Native history and Native representation on public television. This particular project is one that I'm super excited about. They are proposing that they do a documentary on Rabbit Before Horses Strickland, who's a well-known painter in Indian country. I've seen many of his pieces around the state and in different productions and publications and stuff like that. And so this particular piece that they're going to cover is basically, from my understanding, is kind of a documentary about him painting it looks like a particular piece, maybe a couple pieces, as well as looking at some of his art shows and talking about his journey as a Native artist. What was really neat was that they said that they anticipate more than 500,000 households across Wisconsin will see this particular production regarding Native artists, as well as kind of Native, visions and kind of artistic dreams that are culturally related and spiritually related and tied to our history and our traditions and our stories. And they provided a bunch of really neat photos that kind of look at this particular production and some of his shows that he's had in different universities and across different cities and states. And they also have a video clip as part of some of the content that you would see from the Washburn Cultural Center, which is up in northern Wisconsin, up by us. And so I think it's great to have something that represents Native artists in kind of a blending of contemporary and traditional forms of storytelling. Rabbit is known as a storyteller for people that know his work. I am certainly not somebody who is probably going to address the budget of a Wisconsin Public Television piece because I have a feeling that they really kind of have this down to a science and know kind of exactly what they need and what they what they need for budget and where they're getting that funding from, because I know that they definitely draw a lot of funding from public sources have this down more than I could ever imagine. So they have a long-standing history, again, of working with Indian country and kind of arts, different arts communities as well as across the state.
Thanks, Kat. Siobhan or Cassie, do you have comments on this one?
Yeah, I'm learning I'm really a critic. I feel bad. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think it's a really cool project. I think the budget is large for what it is, and I base that on some pretty high-end documentaries that I have worked on and what I'm currently working on. I can tell you that's a little on the high side, although they do beautiful work. The Waves are just amazing videos. My concern is one, and I realize I'm coming at this from a little different angle perhaps, is that the artist who is basing their work, or who the documentary is going to be based on, his style of painting is based on the old master's depictions of Greek, Roman, and Christian spirituality, but his Ojibwe dreams that he's had, and so it just begs the question to me, and I would look forward to that being answered in the documentary, what is it that we're teaching here? Is it the colonizer's view of our traditional stories? How does one wrestle and balance that out? So there's my critique of the project itself. Other than that, I think it's a really intriguing topic. I would certainly watch it, no problem. And I, would certainly support it. I'm just looking forward to learning how they wrestle with that question.
That's a great comment, Siobhan. Thank you. Do either of you have, Kat or Cassie, have thoughts on that or additional comments?
Cassie's shaking her head no. I don't. Like I said, I just I'm intrigued by art, especially art forms that portray our traditional stories. And Siobhan, I think you're right. You know, where does that come from and how does that impact the storytelling itself? And I do hope they address that because I know a lot of people have asked that about Rabbit's pieces. And so I really do hope they have time to dig into that because, again, he is a well-known artist. And so to give him time to tell his story, I hope they kind of dive into some of those things.
Great. Thank you all for that. Are there any other comments?
I just wanted to add one more. I think it's, you know, I think we need to see more pieces done. When we look at Native artists, too often we don't see the process. And again, we haven't seen the full documentary, but I think oftentimes we see artists and don't see the process. We just think the art happens. Mm-hmm. And we don't realize the time, whether it's basket making, canoe making, beadwork, whatever, you know, whatever we're doing in Indian country. And so even though it's painting, and sometimes, you know, as Siobhan pointed out, in a contemporary way, it's nice to see some process and to hear some, hopefully, I'm just drawing conclusions, but hopefully hear some artist narrative on that process of where it comes from and how it shapes the pieces and their artwork.